Success comes to all. Success comes to all. We're all a success, whether we know it or not. We're a success at saying, I like life. I am happy. The world is wonderful. Everything is beautiful. I am surrounded by glorious people and glorious circumstances. And this is the greatest life I could ever imagine. Or, I'm sick. I'm unhappy. I don't have friends. You see, that's a success too. When you put causes in motion that say that you don't have things and you don't have what you think you'd like to have, that's a success. You're a success in being negative, and you're a success in being positive. Success comes to all, regardless of what it is that we put forth as our desire for success. Now, you say, no one desires negative success. Well, if no one desires negative success, let's cut that word right out of our vocabulary. Let's cut that idea right out of our life. Let's no longer have that concept in our world. And let's be free of all negative things. But then, in a human point of view, there's always a positive and negative. In the human point of view, there's always the good and the bad. In the human point of view, there's always the desirable and the undesirable. Those are all values of the human point of view. And we always say, or want to say at least, I'm only human. And as long as we say that, we are limiting ourselves to being human. Now, do you want to unlimit yourself from being human and be the divine that you are? Be the ideal that you are? Be the original thought that you were thought to be at the point of your creation? And what was that original thought that you were thought to be? You were thought to be so wonderful, so beautiful, so fantastic, so glorious. As the Bible tells us, all is good. God created all things and called them good. Now, how can we do any less? What is the name of who we are? Good. What is the name of what we are? Good. What is the name of why we are? Good. And all things are good. So therefore, it's up to us to be a success in what we want to be a success in. Now, we like to sort of tag along with our human buddies. We like to go fishing with them. We like to go talking with them, partying with them, socializing with them, and having a community with them. And yet, do we really want to do that? Do we really want to live on the human level? Do we really want to live on the level of limitation, on the level of things that just don't always happen the way we like them to happen? Is that what we want to do? Well, I don't believe it is. I believe everyone wants to be their divine self. Everyone wants to be the ultimate that they are. Everyone wants to be the absolute, the ideal that they are. And the only way we can be the ideal that we are is to keep our mind one-pointed on the ideal that we are. As you and I keep our minds one-pointed on the ideal that we would like to be, that the ideal that we know that we are, if you and I can keep our minds one-pointed on that, then that's what we'll be. That's what we'll be. It's always a matter of saying, I like me, I like me, I like me. If you say, I don't like me, who would say such a silly thing? Who would go around the world saying, I don't like me? But they do it. They do it. Now, if you see cake on the table, and you see the cake is cut by someone who is not quite perfect, and so some pieces are bigger than others, and you would like to have a nice big piece of cake. Well, you don't grab it away from somebody else. You just know that a nice big piece of cake is yours. And as they're serving the cake, they can go around serving everybody, and you could be the last person served, and the biggest one is left for you. The biggest one is. Has that ever happened? Oh, yes, it has. I remember as a child in our home of five children and mom and dad, that's seven of us. And what did we do? We cut the cake, and sometimes we kids had a chance to cut the cake. And then the cake was given out. And everyone was taught to be human and take the smaller pieces, take the littler pieces, take the lesser pieces. And then the big piece was always left for me. I was always the last one to get a piece of cake or the last one to get anything because I wasn't in a rush to get it. I knew that my good would come to me. I knew that the best pieces would come to me, the pieces that made me the happiest would come to me. And they did. They did. Same with the chicken legs. We had to have a number of chicken legs to have chicken legs in seven people. And so who got the biggest chicken leg? Who got the best cooked chicken leg, the leg that was cooked the most wonderful, thoroughly, yet not overcooked, just perfect? And who got all the potatoes they could eat or all the vegetables they could eat? Who got all these things? Me. Me. Now, was I so good? Yes. I was so good because I knew that my good comes to me and my good is mine now and it can never be taken away. And therefore, when the serving comes on the table, it is there for me. It is there for me. I don't have to reach the biggest piece. We have Thanksgiving dinner, and Thanksgiving's coming up this next week. We have Thanksgiving dinner, and when we have Thanksgiving dinner, everyone knows I like the drumstick. And so what do? They set the drumstick aside for me. And so when it comes time to serving at the table, I don't say a thing. I don't ask for anything. They always put the biggest drumstick on my plate. Usually a turkey drumstick. And it is delicious. And, you know, it's not too big. I can eat the whole thing, and I am not full, and I am not stuffed. It's just perfect, because that's the way I plan it. All is good. All is in divine order. All my good comes to me in overwhelming measure, never beyond what I want to have, but just beyond what's a good serving for me, what makes me happy, what makes me feel good. I'm a success in all things. You are a success in all things. We all are as we recognize that we are. We don't have to grab our success. We don't have to walk over anybody else to be a success. We don't have to steal from another to have it be our success when it could be, you know, it's the best job. Who gets the best job? Who gets the best of everything? People who know that they are a success in everything and just take it as their natural apprehension without any pushing, without any striving, without any straining, just accepting that their good is theirs. That's what I have. That's what I know for me. Now, is that what you know for you? If you will know that for you, success is for all. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Everyone receives the portion that they feel they'd like to have. Everyone receives the portion that they feel satisfies them. Everyone has the ideal drumstick or the ideal piece of cake. They have the ideal experiences because success comes to all of us when we put ourselves in harmony with success. We live a joyful, successful life, and all is good and very good. All is divine and very wonderful. All is beautiful and fantastic, because that's what life is. Life is just that way. Success comes to all. It's not just to me or just to you or just to somebody who's lucky, because there's no luck in success. There is a cause that is put in motion, and you live it, and you believe it, and you know it, and it's yours, and it is revealed in your life so perfectly, so beautifully, so wonderfully, because success comes to all. And it's just a matter of how we view our success. My perfect drumstick. My perfect experiences. We had seven people in our family, and I had the chance to practice that success comes to all so many times. And each time I practiced it, I thought, I did it. I practiced it. I believed it. I know it. I knew what I was doing. And it worked for me. Now, do you know it? It works for you? Put it to work. Let it happen. Enjoy it. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.